I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Day two of the new Congress has opened much like the first day, with the new GOP majority in chaos. They are voting now for an unprecedented fourth time to elect a leader. Let's listen in.
Jeffries, Owens, McCarthy, Pallone, Jeffries.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who garnered 212 votes Tuesday, said Tuesday it was sad the House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day. His Republican counterpart, Kevin McCarthy, failed in multiple votes to become House Speaker and is on pace to not receive enough votes again today. All other business is essentially shut down until a Speaker is elected. France's President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday told his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, that his country would send French-made light tanks to help repel the Russian invasion. The French presidency said, adding, quote, "It is the first time that Western-designed tanks are supplied to the Ukrainian armed forces," end quote. This after both leaders spoke by telephone. The Russian military says the unauthorized use of cell phones by their soldiers helped Ukraine mount a deadly attack on a building harboring Russian troops. Russian authorities confirmed that phone signals allowed Kyiv's forces to determine the location of military personnel and launch a strike. The number of dead is now numbered above 80, according to the Russian military. It also said the attack, which was one of the deadliest on Kremlin's forces since the start of the war, occurred 1 minute into the new year. Ukrainian forces fired 6 rockets from a U.S. launch system at a building in the area in southeast Ukraine where Russian soldiers were stationed. This is VOA News. Ugandan police on Wednesday charged a nightclub promoter over a stampede at a New Year's Eve party in the capital Kampala that killed 10 people, mainly children. Police said Abby Musinguzi, a popular club promoter known for staging major festivals, was charged with 9 counts of negligence, occasioning in death, following the crush at Freedom City Mall. His lawyer told AFP that Musinguzi denies the charges and that he'd been remanded to prison until January 10th, when he will be back in court to hear his bail application. The partygoers were killed as revelers thronged a single exit to watch a midnight fireworks show. A German doctor has been sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison for illegally issuing more than 4,000 mask exemptions during the pandemic. AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
A regional court in the southwestern German town of Weinheim said the doctor was convicted of issuing incorrect health certificates to people across Germany, most of whom she had never met. In addition, she was banned from working for 3 years and ordered to pay the sum that she had received for issuing the certificates, over $29,000. Up until last year, masks were mandatory in indoor settings in Germany. Authorities have since lifted the restrictions, although they are still compulsory on some public transport and medical facilities. I'm Karen Chamas.
State police in the U.S. state of Indiana say the suspect in the murders of 4 University of Idaho students had been stopped twice in Indiana for traffic violation 15 days before his arrest. Here is the AP's Donna Warder.
Body cam footage shows Brian Koberger's white Hyundai Elantra being stopped in Indiana on December 15th for following too closely. Koberger, whose father was in the front passenger seat, was let go with a verbal warning. He had been stopped minutes before by the local sheriff's department for the same traffic violation.
Well, I'm not going to give you guys another ticket or warning if you just got stopped. Just make sure you give yourself plenty of room, okay?
The 28-year-old criminology grad student is accused of the November 13th brutal stabbings of the 4 students, ages 20 and 21, in a 3-story rental home near campus. Koberger was taken into custody December 30th at his parents' home in Pennsylvania. I'm Donna Warder.
An Iranian actress jailed for almost 3 weeks over her support for the country's protest movement was released on bail Wednesday, local media reported. The actress was arrested December 17th after making a string of social media posts supporting the protest movement, including removing her headscarf and condemning the execution of protesters. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.